Well, joining us at the appointed time, as usual on Tuesdays, about this time of day, the Leroy, the Jazz Cat Downs, gives us a call on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio, and we present to you live with the Jazz Cat. By the way, if you want more information regarding all the the exclusive interviews here on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio, and you can hear it on caramelradio.com all over the world, but you can go to the Jazz Cat site, and he has them all archived. And that site is www.thejazzcat.net. Remember, it's .net, thejazzcat.net. And I tell you what, you will hear some of the best interviews, and he's got some great snapshots, photos of events that he attends. They don't call him the Jazz Cat for nothing. And today he joins us on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio for his Live with the Jazz Cat segment with another sterling interview. How you doing, Leroy?
Gary, I'm doing wonderful. You always talk about me so well.
You are the man. I tell you, you're the man in the scene.
I try to be that way. You know, we try to get out in the scene and see as much music as we can. And when we do that, we get a chance to meet wonderful players like the gentleman I have today. Man, plays the harmonica so beautifully. His name is Gregoire Mare. How you doing, Gregoire?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, man?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, man. You know, the harmonica is an instrument that has been around for quite some time, but not many have selected it as their instrument of choice. There has to be some story about how either the harmonica came to you or how you were drawn to the harmonica.
Yeah, I mean, it was back in high school. I just, somebody gave me like one of those little keychain harmonica and started playing. I started playing with it, and then I got completely taken by this instrument, and I decided to start playing the blues on the what they call the blues harp. And after that, I just continued. I was just, you know, just spending all my time every day on this instrument. And I finally decided to go to a music major in high school. And then when I did that, I was just that was like the last step to becoming extremely serious and just dedicated to that instrument. And then I decided to come here to in the States, because I'm from Geneva, Switzerland, and I grew up there, started playing music there. I came here in the States, in New York, in 95, and studied at the New School, and then just continued on like that, ever since, just playing with different people.
Well, I was going to say, you know, at one time or another, it seems like most musicians who are serious about music have to make their pilgrimage to New York, the Mecca, the source, the heartbeat of the music, and of course that's where you landed. How was your journey when you got there? Besides school, I mean, who did you hook up with and start playing with and little clubs and things of that nature?
Well, when I first got here, I just started playing with students that was in the school, were in school with me. And so now there's a lot of students that are just doing really well, like Marcus Baylor, who's been playing with the Yellow Jacket, and so there's a lot of people like that. That was also in school with Robert Glasberg, with Bilal, those kind of great musicians. So, you know, everybody went his own way, but there's a lot of really successful musicians, so it's great to see. But the first people I started playing with were, you know, students. And then I started playing also a little bit with, like, some of the teachers, and then things started to expand with different professional musicians from the scene in New York, you know. And the first major gig I had was with Jimmy Scott, little Jimmy Scott, the singer.
Scott, yeah.
Yeah, I started playing with him, and I played for a couple of years in his band, and he taught me a lot. I mean, it was amazing. It was a true blessing to be able to be on a stage with him, right next to him, and just having to play, you know, ballads, like the slowest ballads you can even imagine to play.
And I was just in New York just recently, and for the International Association of Jazz Educators conference, and Jimmy, you know, he won one of the NEA awards.
Right. Yeah.
He's truly a jazz master.
Oh, it truly is. Yes, there's no doubt. I mean, I'm really glad that he's getting now all the accolades that he deserved, but he's been deserving those awards for many, many years. You know, he's a true master, and he taught me a lot. He was very, he encouraged me to go on and to just, you know, explore, and just, he was just an amazing person, really.
You're listening to Gregoire Marais on the show Live with the Jazz Cat. My name is Leroy Downs on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, you know, being a musician is a state of mind. I don't play an instrument, but I do consider myself a musician, and I think it all has to do with how you listen and how you approach the music. I mean, the sound of harmonica works so well in so many different genres, but it just seems like jazz has just the right amount of space for you to be able to create.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just see it as music. It's all about music, and jazz is my, it's where I started. I started playing jazz because my father is a jazz musician. My mother was into jazz as well, of course, and I just, that's where I started, and but I love music in general, and I love, of course, jazz, everything. I just, you know, for me, it's just about music and about good music. So if it's good and if it touches me, that's what I'm looking for. And it's true that with the harmonica, what really works extremely well is when there's some space and we're able to just take our time and just, you know, say something with some just beautiful notes. And I experienced also the being on the stage with Cassano Wilson, and that was another experience that was extremely important for me in terms of growing up and finding my own voice on that instrument. And she also has a lot of space in her music, so they really allowed me to explore and just find new things to say on this instrument.
Well, you know, that's interesting because Andy Milne is a good friend of mine, and the first time I heard you was on his Age of Aquarius disc, and then I actually saw you perform here in Los Angeles in Hollywood at the Knitting Factory with Cassandra.
Okay.
And those artists, plus, you know, artists like Pat Metheny, who you perform with, they all have such unique signatures, and their approach to the music is quite different than the norm. So do you seek these unique qualities and projects that you're involved in, or do they gravitate towards the uniqueness of your playing?
I think they do like what I bring. I think my voice on the instrument is really what interested them. For Cassandra Wilson, it's pretty obvious, and for Andy Mina too. The thing also, one of my strengths is that I'm pretty versatile. I can just pretty much play any style of music. So whether it's to play a ballad that has to sound very just pretty and just make it as beautiful as possible, or whether it's something that's more kind of out there and a little more aggressive maybe and out sounding, I just kind of, I love music in general, so I'm not afraid to go in any kind of direction. And I think they really liked that approach, that the fact that I'm open, and that I could just find the right thing to say on my instrument. And it's been a great privilege for me to be able to explore with those people.
You're listening to Gregoire Marais on the show Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. You know, what I find what's amazing is that you taught yourself to play this instrument, and I think because of the way, you know, your creativity is never hindered by any rules or someone else's idea of how you should play or what you should play or when you should play it. So when you first started, did you ever listen to anyone's music for guidance or some melodic framework?
Totally. I mean, I was really, when we talk about the instrument, the harmonica, was really heavily influenced by Toots Thielemans and Stevie Wonder. It's pretty obvious, I guess. But and then I just kind of also listened to a lot of other instrumentalists like Coltrane, Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, and it's just, they really kind of showed me a different way to approach my instrument. So that was another beautiful thing to do. But yeah, I mean, it's been really important for me to kind of find my own thing to say on the instrument and be able to really explore those fields that were just still there to be expressed and explored.
Well, you made quite a name for yourself as a sideman, and so in many different ways, like the ones I've mentioned already. But you play with other folks like Max Roach and Reggie Workman, Michelle Andegocello, and Steve Coleman, Ravi Coltrane, and so many others. But now you're working on your own project as a leader.
Right. Well, the main thing I'm working on right now is this co-led project that kind of led by the three members of the group. It's a trio. It's called Gaia, and it's co-led by Federico Gonzalez Peña on keyboard, who used to play with Michelle and the Negocello, with also Gene Lake on drums, who has been playing with David Sanborn for many years, and myself. And we are in the midst of finishing the record, and actually we're going to go to Europe real soon to play a concert in Switzerland. And so it's a beautiful situation because we've been knowing each other for a long time, and we had just the urge to play music, our own music, under our own, just being the leader of the group. You know, like we all lead the band. It's not one leader, it's the three of us lead. And
wow.
That's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, your itinerary has you traveling with Marcus Miller for the next few months pretty exclusively.
Right.
You're in such demand. I mean, I would imagine that your touring schedule would get pretty hectic with the things that you want to do and, you know, Cassandra's schedule and, you know, Pat Metheny's schedule and the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's true. It gets a little intense sometimes, but I've been able to work it out pretty well so far, so it's been really good. And I think as time goes by, I'll be more and more into just doing stuff that I either co-lead or lead. And that's really, I think, what's going to be the next step for me. But I really, really enjoy playing with all those incredible musicians, like, of course, Marcus Miller. And it's a true pleasure and a true honor for me to be in his band, for instance, and be able to learn from him and just explore with him. So, yeah, it's a beautiful journey for me.
Well, when you play with all of these people, you take a little bit of them home with you, and it just adds to the repertoire of what you do.
Totally. Always. I always learn, and I always bring something. There's something. I always grow up and grow with the help of those incredible musicians. So it's just a true, beautiful, a true blessing for me to be able to play with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an award-winning, Academy Award-winning film out a few years ago called Sideways. It was a little quirky, but what the Academy failed to notice was another film called Side Man, and it stars a guy from Geneva, your hometown. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, the Side Man is a documentary that was made by somebody in Geneva, and we went to high school together, and he's a filmmaker and a documentary producer. So we met in high school years ago, and then we somehow crossed paths again later on in life, and we just started talking about what we were up to, what we were doing, and I told him about my life, what I was doing, and he was just like, I have to make a documentary on you, I have to follow you. And his whole concept was trying to follow me for almost a year and try to see what it was like from day to day to be just a musician trying to do something, just trying to work, you know. And it was right around 9/11, so it was really, really hectic for me at first. It was really intense. I wasn't working much, and I was just, my journey, I guess, back then. So for me, it's always really intense to watch this thing again because it reminds me of where I'm coming from and how much I struggled. And, it was a beautiful experience.
Well, I'm sure it was, man, and I'm sure that every beautiful experience that you've had in your life, you put into your music, and we definitely hear it when you play. And we're looking forward to this new album when it comes out, man. You got to let me know so I can make sure they have it up in Carmel at the station, and I can give it as much publicity as I can because we love what you do, man. Gregoire Mare.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much, Leroy. And Gregoire, very good. And you know what? We do play your music. We would really appreciate you being on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio. And again, Leroy, if anybody wants to go to your site, should they just check www.thejazzcat.net?
That's what they check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Gregor. And again, Leroy will talk with you later, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. We'll be right back with more on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio. Again, if you want more information regarding all the exclusive interviews with the Jazz Cat, Leroy Downs, on his Live with the Jazz Cat segment, on For Locals Only on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio, check his website out, www.thejazzcat.net. Gets you all that information, including some great snapshots and photos, all the live events, as well as all the exclusive interviews. I mean, some of the legends of the jazz field, including Ornette Coleman, Charles Lloyd, Kurt Elling, Cassandra Wilson, Carmen Lundy. I can go on and on. I mean, it's really the dictionary of all the top jazz artists in the world, and they all are on the Live with the Jazz Cat segment on the jazzcat.net website. Here's a little bit of Gregor Marais on Mike Stern's CD, We're With You, as a composition.